USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Trying to stop the wave. After a week where the U.S. set multiple records for new coronavirus cases, health officials in many states are scrambling to find ways to slow the spread of the virus and take pressure off strained healthcare systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is predicting a jump in COVID-related hospitalizations coming this week. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that even with that, another lockdown is probably not the answer.
We've been sort of arguing politically over what I think is a false dichotomy, a straw man, that it's really a choice between lockdowns and no lockdowns. And that's not the case. We don't need to shut down the country, close businesses, tell people they need to stay at home to get some measure of control over this virus. We're not going to get perfect control over this virus. It's a contagious virus. It's going to spread. But it doesn't need to spread at the levels and at the velocity that's going to start to press the healthcare system, which is what we're seeing.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A pair of runoff elections in Georgia could change the makeup of the Senate, and both parties are preparing for a big campaign. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Republicans and Democrats preparing for Georgia's Senate runoff election set to take place in early January. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, say winning both of these seats would be huge.
Now we take Georgia, then we change America.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz taking a different tone.
If you don't want to go over the edge to the socialist abyss, Georgia is the big enchilada. I'm going to be there, and everyone who wants to see some semblance of calm and reason and sanity, Georgia's the battle where that's going to be determined.
In those runoffs, Democrat John Ossoff challenges incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue, and Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler face off to fill the unexpired term of former Senator Johnny Isaacson. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Republican senator says he has proof of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. Lance Pry has the details from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says proof of voter fraud exists in Pennsylvania. Graham issued a statement saying he had received an affidavit from a postal worker, Richard Hopkins, in Erie, Pennsylvania, claiming post office supervisors had a plan to backdate ballots mailed after the election. Graham said that he will be calling on the Department of Justice and the U.S. Postal Service to investigate these claims. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says many lawsuits will be filed Monday with details. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's a new top team in college football. Despite being on their bye week, Alabama tops the new AP Top 25 poll, making 2020 the 13th straight year that the Crimson Tide has spent at least 1 week in the top spot. Notre Dame jumps to number two after knocking off a former number one Clemson. Ohio State stays put at number three after beating Rutgers. Clemson slides to number four, and Texas A&M jumps up two spots to number five. Indiana rises to number 10 after a win over Michigan. That's the highest the Hoosiers have been ranked since 1969. And Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There's not been any reports of any damage or injuries. However, it was reportedly felt throughout most of New England. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.